Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. Murder in the Morning
from the Hidden Killers Podcast. Well, we're almost up to, well, the year being halfway through and one of the more, I guess, entertaining trials. I mean, it's a horrible situation, but entertaining trials. Was the Alec Murtaugh trial that we witnessed earlier in the year. And Judge Clifton Newman, who I really liked, I thought he was a very good judge on that case, had kind of a sense of humor, kind of kept things going, and seemed very fair for what it was. He's recently sat down doing an interview talking about his experiences on the Today Show and his thoughts about Alec Murtaugh. So we're going to talk about that interview today, me and Stacey. And hear a perspective that, you know, you see expressions on people's faces, and he made some. It's now interesting to kind of go behind that curtain and understand exactly what was going through his mind while sitting on the bench as all of that chaos unfolded. That was truly an extremely bizarre case. I know you had watched it too, right?
Yeah, I did. And what I found fascinating was that Alex was an attorney, so he knew the ins and outs of a courtroom. He knew exactly how to manage all of it. And it's got to be fascinating from the judge's perspective to be sitting there and seeing somebody. I mean, it's almost like a doctor performing surgery on another doctor, you know, just kind of a weirdness, a weird thing that just sits over the courtroom, you know?
It's what this person knows inside baseball, essentially, and how are they going to use their expertise to their own advantage? Because clearly he's always done that in every aspect of his life. And he certainly did make an attempt. I will give him that. He made an attempt. He put himself on the stand, which was probably the dumbest thing he could have done. Right. But when you're a narcissist and you think that you can do it, he made a shot. I mean, he certainly acted. He acted, you know, there was the snot flying everywhere. And I got to say, he did put on quite the performance. It wouldn't be one of those performances, though, if you're auditioning someone for Broadway. You'd be like, yeah, I don't think so. But you know what? There's the community theater down the road that really needs someone right now. You may need to start as janitor, but you might work your way up into man number eight on the background of A Christmas Carol or something at some point with your acting skills. But
he really had a lot of passion while he was performing, you know,
and that sells people. I mean, just look how many people are super passionate that can sell shit just by being passionate and being excited about talking about something. I mean, I got to tell you right now, I have this new product, Stacey, that's amazing. It allows you to understand what your cats are saying just by holding your phone up to it. And if I told you that this was available right now and it's not $200, it's not $300, it's 7 easy payments of $49.99, what would you say?
I'd be like, and what's the name? Because I'm on the App Store and I can't find it.
It's the Caddo Speaker. The Caddo Speaker is what it's called. And we can make this happen right now. And you can tell you what, you know, if seven, let's make it 4 payments right now.
Okay. Yeah. If you order now, you'll get another one free.
Oh, but wait, there's more. Yeah. You'll also get a set of 7 juicers that you just stick into the orange and then juice comes out. And we're going to throw in the Miracle Blade 74.
That's how people work. That's how people operate. They're just like, oh, this is amazing.
And you know, this is why I worked in marketing for a long time. I had a marketing company and I eventually got sick of it and just started talking about horrible people on podcasts. but one of my biggest downfalls in that, and it worked great. I was very successful at it and it allowed me to live a nice life. And then I got into this. But it was my biggest thing was I always, it was hard for me to look at things from other people's perspective or a consumer perspective because I see the bullshit in everything. Yeah. And it's very hard for me to see something and go, yeah, people are going to see right through. They're not going to see through that. I always assume people will see through the bullshit when in reality, 97% won't. It's always me putting myself out there saying, yeah, everybody's going to see through that. But no, they really won't. So that was, I was good at the creative, not so much the marketing execution of it.
Well, and people are, once they feel like they're getting a bargain, that they're getting more than what they paid for, they're sold. So if you can throw in everything, if you can give them that feeling that they're getting more than what they bargained for, they're all in.
I was also horrible at the selling ass. I'm not a salesperson and I never made a cold call in my entire career. People always came to me through referrals and stuff because they liked the creative that I did. But in that time period as well, people would be like, what do you think about this? And I guess I probably should have been using, I guess, more salesy tactics, but I don't like lying to people. So I'd always be like, that's a horrible idea. Like, here's why it's not going to work. Don't waste your money on that. They're like, we want to spend this much money on this radio station. Like, that's a bad idea. Like, they're not even your demographic. Like, I could be like, great idea. Yes, let me take your money right now and we'll buy whatever the hell you just spew out you think you want. But I would talk myself out of so many deals because I would be too honest. And then they wouldn't like the opposition of somebody telling them that they were wrong. And then they'd go to somebody else who would just say yes. And then they'd, you know, make their buy and waste a lot of money. But I don't know. I was always just like too raw about it and honest. But anyway, let's talk about Alec Murdaugh. Let's talk about Judge Clifton Newman. This is a very bizarre story. If you know it, go back and learn about it. South Carolina town of Waterboro, the curtain closed on the grisly spectacle of Alex Murdaugh, the once respected lawyer, was sentenced to 2 life terms for the chilling double murder of his wife and son. In the high-profile case, which played out over a grueling 6-week trial, it ensnared a lot of attention. Judge Clifton Newman, he's now speaking out about what he felt while he was in that courtroom, saying, I felt sorry for him. That's what he told today in an interview that aired just earlier this week, offering rare insight into the heartbreaking personal drama at the center of the trial. He further described the remorse he felt for the convicted man, painting a very vivid picture of Murdaugh's predicament as one that would drive anyone to the edge of desperation. If there's a hole that he could go into, he would dive in that hole and keep going to the lowest depths, Newman said, in a voice heavy with sympathy. His sentiment underscored the bleak path that led Murdaugh, the 55-year-old former personal injury lawyer and part-time prosecutor, to stand accused of fatally shooting his wife, Maggie Murdaugh, and their son, Paul Murdaugh, on June 7th of 2021. On that fateful day, the calm of South Carolina, the community, it was shattered in that low country. After just 3 hours of deliberation, the Colton County jury convicted Murdaugh on all counts, laying bare the tragic end of a family mirrored in turmoil. During his sentencing on March 3rd, Newman presided over the courtroom with the stern resolve expected of a judge, but also with the palpable empathy of a father. He told Murdaugh that the memory of his son and wife would haunt him, an eerie specter that would trail his every waking hour and disturb his sleep, a chilling reminder of the horrific act that he had committed. A legal spectacle drew the attention of hundreds of journalists and curious onlookers who descended upon Waterboro, turning the quiet town into an unwilling stage for the unfolding drama. Amidst the public frenzy, Netflix even released a docuseries spotlighting the murky history of the Murdaugh family, adding a layer of Hollywood glitz to an already sensational story. Let's not forget the HBO one either, which I thought was very well done. Yet for Judge Newman, the widespread interest came as no surprise. After all, the case was stuffed with thrillers, a high-profile lawyer, tragic death of a wife and a child, allegations of embezzlement, and a sordid tale of a man's descent into drug addiction. Which I should note, we've never really proven the drug addiction. There's been the accusations. There's been the admittal to the drug addictions. There's never been a true doctor or diagnosis or any sort of medical evidence that shows that he was ever addicted to anything. Which,
you think it was just an excuse?
I think it was possibly. I don't know it was to the extent that he claimed it was, because I don't think he'd be functional if it was to the extent that he claimed it was. And I know people go, well, you know, you build up a tolerance. Yes, you do, to a certain extent. But the human body can only take so much.
Yeah.
And at some point, I don't care who the hell you are, it will give out. And his obviously did not. Murdaugh, who was disbarred for financial crimes as part of a formidable lineage of lawyers. The Murdaugh family had several as the top prosecutor for five counties in South Carolina's Lowcountry for nearly nine decades. That's how you get away with things forever. Mm-hmm. Their name's synonymous with power and influence and also making people shut the fuck up and never really saying anything about some of the strange misdeeds that may have been going on in the Murdaugh family for nine decades. However, the family's reign met that bitter end as Murdaugh's web of lies and deceit led to his cataclysmic downfall. Despite the conviction, Murdaugh remained unbroken, a testament to his defiant spirit. Dressed in a tan jumpsuit and shackles, he maintained his innocence till the very end. I respect this court, but I'm innocent, he declared, his voice echoing in that hushed courtroom. I would never, under any circumstance, hurt my wife, Maggie, and I would never, under any circumstance, hurt my son, Paul. However, Newman's response offered a window into the possible transformation that drugs can wreak. It might not have been you, he noted. It might have been the monster you've become when you take 15, 20, 30, 40, 60 opioid pills. Maybe you become another person, he said in court. Yet the saga is far from over. Murdaugh now faces still more than 100 counts of financial crimes, accused of stealing millions from clients and his former law firm. As if this was not enough, he awaits a deposition in a wrongful death lawsuit tied to the 2019 boat crash that claimed the life of 19-year-old Mallory Beach, a tragic incident allegedly caused by his son Paul's drunken antics.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
That's coming up, too, and we'll, of course, cover that. The story of Alex Murdaugh serves as a chilling reminder of a fall from grace, a man who once wielded impressive power only to find himself caught in a devastating cycle of crime and personal tragedy.
Wow. Everything he touches seems to have turned to shit.
It did. I mean, for a while, it turned to shit for others, but it turned to gold for him. Mm-hmm. When you look at so many of these other cases, I mean, especially when we're now looking at the Gloria Satterfield case, of him behind bars still playing games saying, oh, I lied about that, so you probably should get the insurance money back from them. Only problem, they never got the insurance money from Alec. So, that doesn't make a lot of sense now, does it? But that in itself, this story is far from over. It is just the tip of the iceberg. Be very interesting.
You know, people want wealth and they want endless money. And it just seems that those who are extremely wealthy, there's just so much shit that comes with it.
Yeah.
Doesn't it seem like that?
More money, more problems, as Biggie would say, or P. Diddy or whatever.
You got it.
Yeah. I mean, it can be true. I mean, if you get yourself involved in shady shit, it doesn't have to be that way. I think it's just a matter of sometimes they bite off more than they can chew and they keep seeking extreme amounts because they start creating lifestyles that go beyond the means of what their wealth may actually allow because they're not aware of it. But Murdaugh's a different duck though. Murdaugh is someone who was born into money, born into power. I don't think Murdaugh ever truly knew what it was like to struggle or to try and work your way up. It was always just assumed that, well, I'm going to have this and I'm going to have that because my last name is Murdaugh. And I think that in itself as well also creates an extreme disillusion with life, probably more so than that of someone who earned it and worked their way up and maybe overstretches a bit and then, oh shit, I'm out of money, like lottery winners and things like
exactly.
that. And he seemed to be one that just, the overconfidence and not knowing your limits and respecting that, he didn't have any of that. And maybe some of his forefathers did, which allowed them to be successful in that county for so long.
Yeah, that's a really great point. But just tragic.
It's interesting to hear the perspectives from people now that that portion is over. But my friends, there is still much more Murtaugh to come.
You're consuming the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.